get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 725, we're going to talk about Discord and why you might want to consider using it for your business in 2022. Yesterday, we did our favorite productivity tools for 2022. If you missed that episode, go check it out because we've got some great tools on there. And one of them is Discord. Tim's not super familiar with it because he doesn't use it, and I've kind of dove off into Discord, honestly, from gaming years ago. But it is a platform that has evolved from just a communication tool that gamers use to communicate with each other who may be playing the same game from all around the world and stuff. It's a way that they could focus on playing the game and have a microphone, and they could communicate and talk as opposed to typing. And, you know, you can absolutely 100% still do that with Discord. And a lot of gamers do use Discord. That's what they still use. Every 5 or 6, 7 years, whenever I'll load up a video game or a new Diablo will come out, I'll throw it on there, play it for a little while, and I'll jump on Discord and play with my same group. Those guys are still gaming. I don't. I come in and they catch me up and stuff. But how can you use it for business, you know? Why would I want to use it for business? And the reason is that if you have anything to do with building an audience or have a community-based, you know, Facebook group, for example, where you have a community that loves what you're doing and you're a course creator or an educator online or an influencer and people are following you, Discord is a great place to foster and build that community. Take it off of Facebook, for example, and you know, or some of the other platforms. Even YouTube now has community-based built into it because all these platforms are trying to be a one-stop shop for everything, and the reality is it really can't. So Discord, what that allows you to do, even though it's a third-party software, it's a software that you pay for and own. It's yours. So you can create, do whatever you want. Facebook, you don't own. YouTube, you don't own. You don't have flexibility there. Discord, you've got the sky's the limit. I mean, there are so many things that you can do. So, for example, I've got this really good friend of mine who has a Discord server, and she's really become the, you know, Discord queen. Her name is Keely Dunn. If you want to know more about it and do a deep dive, go on YouTube, follow Keely. She'll give you, some help on Discord. But, you know, you can set your Discord server up to where if you've got memberships or premium content versus free content, obviously you want to have your community and audience. You want all of them in the same place, but you may have some members that are paying you money for premium content. You can differentiate, segregate that in the Discord channel. You can communicate with them verbally, with video conferencing. You can do entire like Zoom webinars inside Discord to where you don't have to go outside and get into another third-party program. You know, you can have your entire community in one place and they can use that software to do everything that you're going to need to do in multiple other softwares. They're not going to have to download Zoom or download Google Meet. Everything is going to be done inside of Discord, which is pretty freaking awesome. You can set up bots. Bots are pretty common in Discord. And this, again, all comes from the gaming industry. These guys wanted to automate as much as they could. So when somebody joins a channel, for example, they're going to be greeted with this welcome message from this bot. Welcome. Here's the guidelines. Here's where you want to know of what. And you can automate everything. And it's freaking awesome. A lot of people do giveaways and stuff through Discord to where, you know, they'll have random generators based on the number of people that are participating in that event. So if you've got a YouTube channel and you're running a live stream and you're doing a giveaway as a business, and you want to make sure that the people that are participating in the live stream actually win it, Discord ties in with the YouTube audience, and then it randomly selects someone from there. So it's just an insanely powerful tool. I'm not doing it any justice right now. Go check it out. Check out Keely Dunn. She's the guru of, at least my guru for Discord and stuff. So, yeah, it's something that you might want to look into if you're community-based, if you have memberships, or if you have an audience or something. It's a great place to build that community and stuff as opposed to Facebook groups and some of the other older ways of doing
awesome.
Things.
I'm going to have to check it out.
All right. Tomorrow, hey, matter of fact, Tim will be checking it out because we're going to create a community for WP the Podcast, WP Gears on Discord. All right. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. Do you need an iPad for your web design business?
Sorry, could you say that again?
Sorry. I guess it's time to sign off, Tim. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.